This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, December 2nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. State water deliveries, 10%. Cargo thefts on the rise. State Department to fund Feed the Future Labs and EU to debate U.S. trade deal. DWR sets initial water allocation at 10%. The Department of Water Resources has set the initial 2026 state water project allocation at 10% of requested supplies. The first forecast of the new water year for the 29 public water agencies that serve 27 million people and 750,000 acres of farmland. DWR said the conservative starting point reflects current hydrologic conditions, existing reservoir storage, and an assumption of dry weather for the rest of the season, even as early storms have brought beneficial rain to both northern and southern California. State reservoir storage is about 114% of average, with Lake Oroville at 100% of average for this time of year. DWR Director Carla Nemeth said that, quote, with improvements to forecasting and science, we are better prepared to capture water supply during wet periods if Mother Nature delivers. Last year's allocation started at 5%, climbed to 50% by the end of the season. DWR noted the 2026 figure could similarly rise if rain and snow totals build through the winter. Remember, the Federal Central Valley Project began the last water year with higher initial allocations, 35% for South of Delta agricultural contractors and 75% for municipal and industrial users before rising through the season to 55% for many contractors. Both systems ultimately ended the year delivering similar mid-season allocation levels. Cargo theft continues sharp year-over-year rise. Cargo theft incidents in the U.S. climbed sharply over the past 2 years, losses spiking in 2024 and continuing into this year. Data from CargoNet shows thefts rose 27% last year, reaching 3,625 reported incidents. It reported 79 thefts during around Thanksgiving last year. That's a 65% jump. More than $318 million in cargo has been reported stolen so far this year, the average shipment loss now approaching $279,000. California remains the top target with 67 recorded incidents, more than double that of Illinois and Texas. Industry experts say rising demand for high-value goods, supply chain bottlenecks, and increasingly sophisticated theft methods, including fraud and cyber-enabled diversion, mean the surge in cargo theft shows no sign of slowing. The Western Tree Nut Association is warning members to remain vigilant during the holidays. It is urging shippers to tighten security checks, verify carriers, brokers, and use well-lit secure parking and maintain close communication with drivers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. State Ag Board weighs funding and market access challenges. The State Board of Food and Agriculture is hosting a joint meeting this morning with CDFA's BioPoc Producer Advisory Committee and Small Scale Producer Advisory Committee to examine persistent barriers facing underserved farmers and ranchers. This session will focus on producer feedback for shaping upcoming state budget requests, improvements to technical assistance programs, and efforts to strengthen small farm market access. They will review CDFA's equity, climate smart agriculture, and economic resilience initiatives with particular attention on how inflation, labor availability, and insurance costs are affecting beginning and socially disadvantaged producers. They will also discuss the rollout of the Urban Agriculture Grant Program and the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Funds. State Department working on new Feed the Future funding awards. The State Department says it's developing new funding awards for Feed the Future labs, many of which have been in limbo since the administration froze funding earlier this year. State is, quote, in the process of developing plans for a new portfolio of awards to be issued, with the exact scope, number of awards, and partners to be determined, a spokesman told AgriPulse. The spokesperson neither provided a timeline nor said whether previously shuttered labs would reopen as a part of the new awards. Congress has appropriated $72 million for Feed the Future labs in the fiscal year. Take note, a former USAID official tells AgriPulse that the department could struggle to spend all the money if it plans to run an open competition among universities for the new funding awards. We now have 10 months before that money expires, and it would be extremely difficult to run a competition that was accessible, the former official said. State doesn't have the staff right now. But the former official said the department can legally direct new awards to previously shuttered labs. European Parliament to debate U.S. deal. The European Parliament's International Trade Committee will debate proposed amendments on a bill to implement the U.S.-European Union trade framework today. Under the deal agreed to in August, EU will eliminate duties on a raft of U.S. ag products, and that includes tomatoes, apples, cherries, and other fruits. The EU also agreed to establish tariff rate quotas to allow some duty-free imports of U.S. pork, bison, dairy products, animal feed, and other goods. Committee Chair Bernd Lange has proposed several amendments to the European Commission's implementing legislation, which EU lawmakers will consider today. Among the amendments is a sunset provision scrapping the deal after 18 months if a more comprehensive arrangement cannot be reached. Now, take note, European Commission, Council, and Parliament will enter trilogue negotiations in the implementing legislation that once the Parliament reaches a final decision. Last week, the European Council said it will push for a safeguard clause allowing the EU to protect domestic industries from any import surges triggered by the deal. Former U.S. trade negotiator Dan Villani tells AgriPulse that adding the safeguard mechanism should be consistent with the negotiated deal. If there is a surge and if the EU wants to take measures, then you have to have some discussions with the United States, but probably not until then, he said. Here's today's final word. California is working quickly to address disruptions to funding and programs that provide food assistance to some of our most vulnerable populations. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross adding that the Newsom administration is expediting $80 million in state funding to address the gap and deploying California volunteers and the National Guard on a humanitarian mission to assist food banks. Don Cameron, president of the State Board of Food and Agriculture, urged farmers to donate products to food banks, quote, when the federal government turns its back on those in need. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 2nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.